Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, I received an email from you yesterday, and it was headlined, Michigan Firefighters Respond to a Wave of Political and Legislative Attacks. So I Googled, and I found countless articles and bits of information about not only funding cuts for fire departments, but also there are commercials out there to talk about this.
Certainly. We're trying to bring attention to the fact that right now across Michigan or even nationwide, we're experiencing all kinds of attacks on public employees, and particularly police and fire. Firefighters are being made to be public enemies in our legislature. There are many cuts that are, we believe, are very anti-union, which also result in anti-public safety. We understand that there's a definite fiscal downturn and crisis that all our communities are facing. And one thing we try to get people educated to, the fact is that our firefighters all across the state of Michigan are giving huge concessions, mid-contracts or during negotiations. And that's what we're trying to educate people, because we constantly hear that public employees aren't doing their share, they're not helping out. The difference with firefighters than just about any other group is that if we lose manpower, unlike an office where maybe you have a longer delay for someone coming in to get something done, if we lose manpower, it directly corresponds to our safety. Fires don't get any smaller. So if we don't have enough manpower there to do the job, we still have to do the job, but it just makes it more riskier for us.
Well,
so we give concessions to keep guys on the job when communities are facing this issue. We don't need Lansing coming in and forcing with a broad brush concessions across the board on everybody.
Mark, we constantly hear about the outcries from the public and from entities like the Tea Parties about state employees and union workers and what they make, and especially when taxpayers' monies go to pay in what could
Certainly.
Be perceived as excessive salaries, benefits that include health and retirement. But I haven't heard a huge outcry for firefighters. Are you just jumping on this union bandwagon?
Not necessarily. We are grouped in with all the other public employees, certainly. And the difference between police and fire is that we perform a very essential service that has to be maintained for the safety of the community. But all the jobs are important. But the fact is, we're being lumped in there, and when the legislature is creating some of these bills, they don't differentiate, and they're just broad sweeping attacks on our rights to collectively bargain. And the point I guess I'm trying to make is that public employees are making large concessions all across the state. We don't need the legislature to force these cuts. Now, we talk about excessive wages and benefits. That wasn't talked about a few years ago before the housing collapsed, before the stock market collapsed. I mean, these are things that they weren't excessive then, but now we're being blamed for the fiscal crisis we're in. We didn't do it, and we are adjusting our pensions and wages to compensate now because of the downturn in the housing market and the assessment values and the loss of manufacturing in Michigan. I mean, that's all catching up, and it's changing, and certainly there's no raises coming to any public employees, and there's large concessions. My own department I work for is asking for a 10% wage cut this year.
We're talking with Mark Dockery, who's the president of the Michigan Professional Firefighters Union. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Mark, Jackson and Harper Woods will vote on measures next month to switch to the public safety officer model. What's your perspective on that, and can you tell me what the public safety officer model is?
What that is it's a system where they take the police officers and they train them to the most basic fire level, and then they provide the fire protection. And particularly, I'll give you an example in Jackson. If this passes, they want to train half their police officers to fight fire, lay off half the fire department. Then the next year, train the other half the police department, lay off the rest of the fire department. The fact is, the system doesn't save money because you've got to pay the other officers more. The Jackson model won't work. You can't take eliminate your entire fire department. That's centuries of experience in firefighting. We wouldn't let a brand new firefighter go on a fire alone for the first 5 years without someone senior with him, because we call them probationary firefighters. They don't have the experience. They'll get killed. The system, the concept itself across training police and firefighters is dubbed consolidation. But unlike when we talk consolidation of fire departments, where you take several different communities and consolidate them into one department, there is savings there. But with the police, combining police and fire, there is no savings because you have the same amount of runs, you have to maintain the same amount of people, and you pay them more, plus you cross-train them to each other's jobs, which is costly, and you got to equip them. The system doesn't save money. What it does is maintain your level of police on the street at the detriment of your fire department. You will always see a service decrease in your fire department under a PSL system.
Well, there are a lot of other communities looking at these PSOs. They extend around the state. Benton Harbor, which has an emergency financial manager in place, Monroe, Holland, Traverse City. So this is being looked at very strongly. It could be said that more volunteer firemen are probably going to be used in these areas, and that you have a problem with this because there's a lot of folks who are going to lose their job.
Yeah, excuse me. It does result in job loss, but a lot of the times they do cross-train the firefighters to police officers also. So it doesn't necessarily result in job loss. I know communities faced with financial constraints are going to have to look at having more paid-on-call firefighters versus full-time. The difference even with that is a paid-on-call firefighter still wants to be a firefighter. A police officer who's doing it to keep his job doesn't want to be a firefighter. They're doing it because they have to. I personally would like a firefighter who wants to be a firefighter, has the calling for the job, and is willing to train and do it. A PSO officer, public safety officer, they call him. According to Kalamazoo's own numbers, which is one of the largest PSO departments, their police officers or PSO officers are 95% police functions and only 5% fire functions. That to me is not acceptable. The fact is, I want a firefighter that's what they do, responding to my house and to my family.
All right, Mark, we are going to monitor this story. Very, very interesting. We'll stay in touch with you, and we'll look for those ads. Mark Dockery is the president of the Michigan Professional Firefighters Union. They want the state legislators and the governor to know that they are going to fight back to not only keep their jobs, but to keep their infrastructure in place to keep fighting fires. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you, Tony.